Thank you, and once again, I extend to you a most pleasant good morning. How good it is that you have tuned in to the Seeds of Truth that's brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ. And as we look into the unsearchable riches of the eternal Word of God, it is upon the truths of God's Word that we appeal for all things which we believe and practice. Are you content with the authority of Christ and His revealed message? I offer you nothing that cannot be found within the pages of the book that we call the Bible. Anything more than that is too much, and anything less than that is too little. So my aim is to speak where the Bible speaks and remain silent where the Bible is silent. Your speaker is Robert Swain. For a beginning place today, will you grab your Bibles and turn to Hebrews chapter 6 and read verses 9 through 15 with me? But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, "Surely, blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you." And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Now in these verses, you will notice the references to promises and promise. And I wish to think with you this morning on the subject of the promises of God, because I feel that sometimes we lose sight of that which we shall receive someday. Eternity is so far out there in the future. It is out of reach by the flesh. And so we often forget that God has made some great promises to His creation. Now, by definition, the word promise means that which is one's pledge to another, to do or not to do something specified. A declaration which gives to the person to whom it is made a right to expect or to claim the performance or forbearance of a specific act. It's the ground for hope, expectation, or assurance. And on the other side of the ledger would be threats. And the Bible is full of promises and of threats. Notice Paul's language in Romans chapter 11 and verse 22. Behold then the goodness and severity of God toward them that fell. Severity, but toward thee, God's goodness. If thou continue in His goodness, otherwise thou shalt be cut off. So God has offered man some great promises, but He has also warned mankind of some great dangers. There are some things which God has not promised to mankind. God has never promised to save one person that is not a member of the church. Notice in Ephesians 5:23, where Paul says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, being himself the Savior of the body." In Ephesians 1:22, we learn, "And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." Did you notice that Paul said the church was the body of Christ and that only those in the body would be saved? And so one must be in the church in order to be saved. In Acts 20 and 28, we read, "Take heed unto yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit hath made you bishops, to feed the church of the Lord, which he purchased with his own blood." So again, I state, God has never promised to save one person who is not in his church, his body. God has not promised to give us another day to live. James states in the 4th chapter in verse 14, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, what is your life? For ye are a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." No, we have not been promised tomorrow. It may arrive, it may not. We must